Hello, and welcome back to the Irish Tennis Updates podcast. My name's Adam, your host. This episode is another update episode with Mark Finnegan. We catch up, of course, on all things college tennis as the season comes near to the close. We also talk about things closer to home, in particular focusing on the recent Davis Cup tie that took place in Ireland, also looking at some of the ITF Junior and Tennis Europe Junior events that have been hosted in Ireland over the past couple of weeks and months. So without further ado, let's get into it, and here's Mark.
All right, Mark, I know it's been a while since we've been put up on a bit of an update episode, but good to have you back. How are you getting on?
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Yeah, I feel like it's been a while, but great to dig into all the results of how all the Irish are doing abroad, and also to recognise some of the stuff that was happening on home soil recently. But I think the key thing is we've seen a lot of international competition, which is great.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into obviously some of the college tennis stuff, which is obviously kind of your area, I guess, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. Maybe firstly, as you kind of mentioned, a lot of stuff happening in Ireland recently. I guess first thing to mention that everyone would have seen it was, of course, the Davis Cup. I don't want to talk too much about this, but obviously I've had the podcast with Sam Barry a few weeks ago going through it, and a lot of people would have followed the results, and it really was a good weekend. I guess to mention on that, since the Davis Cup, Michael Agnew, who people would have become familiar with probably that weekend, has had another couple of good runs abroad since then, winning a Futures event, and then also a really good run to the quarterfinals of his first ever Challenger event a few weeks ago now. So more kind of good progress from Michael since the Davis Cup. And yeah, of course, that Davis Cup was obviously also a huge kind of success, a really good weekend for tennis in Ireland.
Well, what a fantastic platform for Michael that first day to be able to go, you know, right there with Dominic Thiem. And, sometimes it's moments like that give you that confidence and that trust that you can do this, and it can really spur you on. So I know that was a great experience for all the guys that played Davis Cup. And, I think for Irish tennis, it was something that was very needed. And hopefully all of those kids in the stands now have some inspiration to say, look, one day maybe this could be me. And ultimately, that's what's great about Davis Cup and great about team tennis in general. It just includes more than just the individual. The result means more than just the result for that person. It can have an impact on so many other people.
Big time. And I guess anyone listening, if you did miss the podcast over the about the Davis Cup tie, I was chatting to Sam Barry, who did commentating on that tie on Irish TV, which was another kind of great feature of the weekend. So do check that out. And then also just to move on, again, you mentioned that there are a lot of tennis happening on home soil here in Ireland recently. I know over the kind of Easter, the school Easter holidays, we had there a couple of ITF junior events, international junior events, which is great to see, and I know there's some good Irish success there as well. So I know this is something we talked about before, but great to see international tennis being played in Ireland.
Well, look, absolutely fantastic. Trojan work done by Tennis Ireland, and they get full recognition of doing such a great job. They now have, I think six of them in Ireland this year, ITFs under 18s, and I can't remember exactly the number on the 14s and 12s. But we've got a serious amount of numbers on of tournaments on the 14s and 12s. Huge, part of that is Simon McFarland. Simon's on Trojan work too as well in there to be able to get access. And I know this has been a long-term strategy for a couple of years now with Tennis Ireland to get more international tournaments here. So well done, Tennis Ireland. You're doing a great job. Keep it going. And fingers crossed that will lead to even more international tournaments at senior level. And ultimately that allows your country to continue to host even more junior and underage international tournaments too as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that, obviously, that hopefully we will see a Futures event here in Ireland again. I know it's been a few years now. That's hopefully something we'll see coming back. But I know back to the junior ones, I know there were some players in particular that had good success in some of the events, which is, I guess, a large part of the point of having these is some Irish players will get to have that success, which is obviously good to see as well.
Well, you look at, and their motto is home advantage, and it continues to be so true. You got Rachel Deegan there, singles champion first week, runner-up second week, unbelievable 2 weeks for her. I know she had even success prior to those tournaments, so it was great. And then you got Jenny Marsh and Rachel Reid, both were finalists second week in doubles. Rachel coming out there on top and in the doubles with their respective partners. And then on the men's side, you had James Lamass and Oliver, his partner, in the finals and winning the second week. And you had Jack McMahon and Christopher in the finals and finishing runners up with the first week in doubles. So, you know, almost every single final was almost contested by an Irish person. So, you know, it's well done, Tennis Ireland. Well done to the players taking advantage of the opportunity. And again, that gives them the stepping stone to be able to warrant going and playing more ITFs abroad. Yeah. And I know we've got some Irish guys out there and Irish girls that are making the effort to travel abroad and play ITFs. So well done to you guys too as well. And you know, for investing in improving as a tennis player. The more we can add as many players to our ITF international rankings, the better for everyone in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess maybe, Mark, we can move on now and think about some of the college tennis. So obviously a good few Irish players, men and women, playing the college tennis in the States this season. And it's kind of coming towards the end of the season now, maybe a few weeks left. So how's the season going for these Irish players? And maybe start with the women players, perhaps. How have they been getting on over the last few weeks and months?
Yeah, so we've got about 2 or 3 weeks left of the year, the season. They've been going for about 2.5, 3 months here now. So most teams are starting to enter the portion of their conference schedule. And they're, you know, looking to either qualify for their conference tournament or ultimately if they play in their conference tournament, they're trying to win it so they can end up going to the NCAA tournament or the NEIA tournament, national championships. So there's going to be a lot of players, I know we talked about in the past, going to be graduating or finishing up in the next 3 weeks. And there's going to be other players that basically, if they are able to win their conference, they'll keep going for another 5 to 6 to 7 weeks. So all depends on how successful you are. And we can start with the girls. And always at the top of my list, I always have the two twins. And ultimately, they're having a great season. And this is their senior year. And to be honest, it's an historic season for their team. They've really built up some nice momentum. Team's 10-5 right now at the moment, but they've had a couple of really big wins over schools that they don't typically beat. The twins have, again, continued to excel in the lineup. And we have Lola actually being able to take the top spot in the lineup last week. So she's playing number one in singles, and she's been playing number one in doubles. So she's gone from all the way from 6 in the lineup all the way to 1 in her 4 true 1 years. And Saul is playing 3 in the lineup in singles. So well done to the girls. Shauna Heffernan on that side of the country, again, not too far away from the twins, is now up playing 4 singles. She's won 5 out of her last 6 matches in singles, which has been great. She's, I think we've mentioned this before, she's now officially the most amount of wins and doubles for Boise State in the history. So that's an incredible statistic to think that she has the most amount of wins ever in Boise State doubles history. So it just shows what an incredible doubles player she is. I know she's had massive impacts in doubles when it comes to Billie Jean Cup. And she actually plays 2 doubles for Boise State. Not to say that she's not one of their best doubles players, but ultimately that's again a little bit with college tennis. Sometimes, you know, you're playing with somebody and you're playing the 2 double spot, maybe that's their reliable point that they can always get when it comes to Shauna. So we've also got Emily O'Donovan, who's coming to the end of her career too as well. She's a senior. Seton Hall is 2-6 right now at the moment. They usually don't play a lot of their matches towards the end of the season. And she's been playing in the 5 and 6 spots. So then we've got Ellie Murphy. Ellie is playing at App State, but looks like to me she's had a tough year. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe there's an injury, but we haven't seen her in the lineup where she traditionally has been in the lineup for Appalachian State. And obviously her teammate, Owen Ryan Bovey, Ollie, has actually been on fire lately. So she's battled some injuries the last couple of years, but she seems to have gotten healthy now. She's actually on a 6-match win streak. Playing number one doubles for the team this year. She's playing 3 and 4 singles and is actually dominating her matches right now at the moment. So she's in fine form. So probably I would say signal her out as someone who's definitely in a good spot right now at the moment in terms of progressing as a tennis player. We got Lucy Hogan, who's brand new to Queen's University, which is a new Division I school. They've just turned Division I. Team is definitely in a transition period. having a bit of a tough time. They're 1-19 as a team. Lucy is actually playing at the top spot in the lineup, which could be tricky as a freshman. And so hopefully she can learn from that experience and then as grow in that position where she can continue to excel in the future. Then we got Kira O'Toole. Kira's in her last year at Sacred Heart. I believe she's actually a grad student at the moment. Team is actually doing pretty good. She's actually 16-5 on the season too as well, doing excellent. She plays in the 3-6 position in the singles lineup. So well done, Kira. You're finishing strong there. And now on to Division 2 and NAIA girls. You know, we have starting off with Megan Butler at Arkansas Tech. I believe Megan's now a junior. She has played some in and out of the lineup. She's been 2-1 towards the end of the lineup in her singles record. And the team is 6-7 overall. Tara Stewart at Tabor College, an NAIA school. Team is currently struggling a little bit, 1-12. But again, similar to Lucy, Tara is playing at the top of the lineup. And she looks like she's had a bit of success there too as well. We've also got Emily Rose and Kiva McDonald. Emily and Kiva are at Michigan Tech University. Both as freshmen, again, playing pretty high up in the lineup. With Emily playing 4 in the singles typically, or sometimes 3, and Kiva at 2 in the singles lineup, and Kiva playing 1 in the doubles lineup and 3 in the doubles lineup for Emily. Team is having a tough time too as well, 2-13, some close matches lately, but they still have 5 or 6 more matches to go in the season. Probably the highlight right now at the moment on the D2 front of performance is definitely Roisin Murphy. Roisin has been player of the week. And she's having a great season so far. She's been playing 2-3 in the singles lineup, mostly at 2, has a record of 16-7, and has also played number 1 doubles too as well at 18-9. So well done, Roisin, having a fantastic year and progressing along really, really well.
Brilliant. Are there a few Irish coaches as well that are coaching some teams?
Absolutely, yes. So we've obviously Peter Wright, who's an Irish tennis legend, former Irish Davis Cup captain. He retired last year, but Dara Glavin has now actually now become the head coach of Wichita State, which is great for Dara. So congratulations to you. You know, the team actually just had it coming off a really good win over the University of South Florida. It's been a tough year. Their team is 5-17. However, it's still a very competitive team. They would have a very tough schedule. So I know Dara is going to hopefully build on that year. But if they're being able to beat teams like South Florida, that means they're right there. And Thomas Brennan transitioning over there from being a highly successful student athlete at Butler is now doing a grad assistant position at Toledo. Team is 11-10, and they're going well in their conference. They've got a nice competitive conference, and it looks like to me that they've won a lot of matches, maybe one loss only. So they'll be looking like they might be a conference competing for their conference championship and maybe hitting the NCAA tournament. So well done, Thomas.
Great. No, that's definitely nice to see that transition for Thomas from playing into coaching. And just to move on then, I guess, to any of the male players that are playing this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to start at the top here with Sean Keane. We talked about Sean a lot before. He's playing at North Carolina Wesleyan now, a D3 school, top 20 school, very competitive. He actually was playing one, I believe, in the doubles last year. It looks like he's been playing a little bit more 2-3 doubles. But the team has improved immensely too as well. So they're going to be competing for Division 3 national championships. So well done, Sean. And I know you're a senior, so you're on your last run here. Matthew Saunders had a change of universities. He's now at a new university and has been going 7-3 in singles at the sixth position in singles. I know he had a clinch once or twice this season, I saw on social media. So well done, Matthew. You're doing great. Mark Griffin has been a superstar. So he actually transferred university too as well. He's gone over to an NAIA school down in Florida, one of the top 5 divisions NAIA schools in the country, and he's actually on 11 match win streak at the moment. So that's pretty impressive from Mark, and he's been player of the week, I believe, maybe even twice or this year. And so, and I believe he's ranked 21 in the NAIA doubles rankings too as well. So Mark, you know, he's gone from being the number one in the singles lineup for his former school, has gone now, he's playing more at five and six position in the lineup at this top five NAIA school, and is having a huge amount of success. I wouldn't be surprised to see this team end up competing for a national championship in NAIA at the end of the year. Yeah. Keane McDonald also ended up transferring, and he's now in Hawaii. So a big difference between North Dakota and Hawaii. Yeah. So he's probably enjoying a little better weather. The team is 6-7 for them, and they're coming off a tough loss against their actual another university in Hawaii that's their rival. Keane's been playing a two in the lineup in singles and doubles. Mort Stenzer, who obviously is Irish-German, spent a lot of time in Sutton. His team has made a huge turnaround in his 4 or 5 years there. They went from not being inside the top 25 in the rankings in Division 2 to now being a top 5 Division 2 team. They're coming off beating the national champion in Division 2 last week 4-3. So against Barry, that's a big win. He's playing two in the doubles lineup. He plays six in the singles. They're currently ranked number 6 in the nation. But maybe with that win over Barry, that might even raise them up inside of the top 5. Carl Buller's team, Gardner Webb, Carl's in his final year there too as well. And they've just won their regular season conference championship. That doesn't grant them a bid into the NCAA tournament. If you win your regular season conference, it's the conference tournament that will grant you the bid. So they'll have to play again to win their conference tournament championship to get their NCAA bid. But they just won their conference championship. So well done to their team. Christian Duffy also looks like to me has gone, still got some eligibility and is in Bentley currently, a Division III school. He's switched obviously over from Stonehill and seems to be doing really well there. Team is 5-9. And so well done to Christian. Joshua Mackey, good season so far for him. Really big sophomore season. So I just looked up the results there for him a couple of days ago, and he's doing excellent. He is 8-4 right now at the number 4 position and playing at the 2 doubles position. But his results have been excellent lately. So he's really improved year for him. And then Freddie Murray, big year for him. So he's moved up way up in the lineup. I want to say he was 5-6 in the lineup maybe last year or maybe 4. But he's playing number 1 singles now in the lineup. And Freddie, I know, works incredibly hard. And he's a guy who plays, like, doesn't play college. He plays every term he can possibly play, even when he's not in college. I think he's player of the week twice this year. So well done, Freddie. You're doing some great things. And I know he had a great national indoors too as well, championships. So, and Charlie Barry, the Memphis crew. So Charlie and Connor Gannon, obviously are both from playing for Memphis right now. Charlie's currently the number 1 doubles player, and he's ranked top 30 in the rankings, in the doubles rankings in college Division 1. So really, really great job from him on the doubles front. You know, I think Memphis currently are right now are top 25 in Division 1. So, and then obviously we got Connor. Connor's been playing number 2 in the lineup for Memphis, and have a huge amount of success. I think he just clinched against one of their rivals, Tulsa, last week, and I think he's clinched a couple of times this year. So well done, Connor. Keep up the great work. And then we have Dylan Breen. Dylan is doing fantastic. A great freshman year so far at Siena, a Division 1 school in the Northeast, small private school. He is 10-4 right now at the moment, playing primary at the 5-6 spot. Team is struggling, 3-12 in the singles, or in the team record. However, Dylan's also playing top of the lineup when it comes to doubles and hasn't got quite as good of a record as the singles record. So obviously that team is very good lower down the lineup, but maybe struggling to win a few matches at the top of the lineup, maybe have a lot of players similar in level. We've got Zach Murphy. Zach is playing for a team that's right on the verge of being a top 75 team in the Division 1 rankings, Jacksonville State. Zach has not made progress making it into that singles lineup. That just shows how good that team is, that Zach's not getting a look in the singles because he's playing some great tennis. However, he is their number 1 doubles player. So he's been playing top of the lineup in doubles. They had a couple of really big wins earlier on in the year. I think they were actually undefeated for a while at 8 or 9-0 and had 2 ranked wins. Did not sneak into the doubles rankings, but ultimately doing a very good job in the doubles position right there. Emmett Merchant, we haven't seen him really make an impact on his lineup. He's playing for the University of Mobile, an AIA school. The team is doing extremely well, 15-2, but we haven't seen him feature in the lineup. And last but not least, Alex Donnelly, who's made a switch over to a very competitive Division 3 school called Everett. Everett he's playing 1-2 in the singles lineup and playing 1 in the doubles lineup. Their team record is 4-7. And it seems like to me, he's having a much more bigger impact at that program in terms of the singles participation in the lineup. So well done, Alex. So right now at the moment, I believe we covered everybody, but obviously, oh no, excuse me. We have not covered everyone. I missed a couple of guys here. So Kieran McCarthy for Holy Cross Notre Dame. They always play a lot of their schedule late on in the year. Kieran is doing really well. A lot of matches still to play for them. He's playing number 4 singles, number 2 doubles. We'll see how their season goes these next few weeks because the meat of their schedule is coming in now. NAIA school, most likely you'll see them in the NAIA National Championships. I think they went there for the first time last year. Nathan Slattery at Rider University. Nathan's been playing 3-4 in the singles lineup, 2 dubs. Same conference as Dylan Breen. Those schools haven't met yet. So I'm curious to see when they do meet. Who will have the positive outcome, and there'll be some good chats between the two lads there and some bragging rights. Yeah. I think that we've got everybody there. If I'm not wrong, for some reason I have left somebody out or I missed it. Just maybe drop me a DM because it's tough to keep up with everybody. But I try my best and. So hopefully that's a good indication of where we are in terms of college tennis, Adam.
Yeah, brilliant. All sounds good. Good to see all the updates, and hopefully the last few weeks of the season will be successful for these players. And obviously, as you say, coming into the conference championships and national championships and things like that, kind of some big few weeks. So hopefully see more success for all those players as well.
Yeah, and let's see them all in Irish tournaments this summer. I mean, we've got a great summer. I saw the schedule for the senior opens. So we're hoping that all these Irish guys and girls come back and play these senior opens because it has such a major impact when they do. And, at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want good participation in Irish tennis. And overall, then the overall tennis culture and the overall tennis environment will flourish.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's hopefully something that we can see over the summer, some good quality domestic tournaments.
And with that, a big thanks once again to Mark for his time with this episode and for the time he puts in for the research for the episodes as well. Do appreciate it. The very best of luck to all the Irish players in the final few weeks of the college tennis season. And you can follow the progress of the players online over the coming weeks. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please do share it around, leave a comment and subscribe to the show. And until next time, I've been Adam, and goodbye.